This doc, this is dictating on Christina Taylor. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Christina. Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. T as in Thomas. Taylor. Date of birth is 1-14-64. Date of visit 3-15-22. Please make copy for Dr. Joanna Mantineo. Joanna is J-O-H-N-N-A. Joanna Mantineo. M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O. Mantineo. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. His present illness. History present illness. This is a 58-year-old female who has a history of shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. Has used a Symbicort inhaler on a regular basis, as well as a singular tablet, 10 milligrams per day. The patient also complains of nasal allergies and post-nasal drip, and denied any prior history of pneumonia. Her most recent can you please change that? The patient has had no recent chest x-rays or PFTs, and her labs were unremarkable. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of wheezing and asthmatic symptoms, and a history for fundoplication for hiatal hernia, and a DNC. D as in David. DNC. She that's it. DNC. Next paragraph. Allergies to Levaquin and doxycycline and penicillin. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient has no history of smoking, occasional alcohol use. She worked as a manicurist. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents are alive, and mother has history of hypertension and diabetes. Father's in good health. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient. Med list included single air 10 milligrams a day, Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, Lexapro 10 milligrams a day, nebulized albuterol in Atrovent solution TID. Next, physical exam. System review. The patient has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has asthma and hay fever. She complains of reflux and some abdominal pains. She denies any joint pains or muscle stiffness. She has dizzy attacks and hoarseness. And she denies fatigue or weight loss. And no double vision or cataract. Denies urinary frequency, flank pains, or back pain. And she denies seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities. She does have some anxiety with depression. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure, 130 over 80, pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. HG and non-cephalic pupils reactive. Doc, can you mention weight is 195? HE and non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the bases with scattered wheezes toward both lung fields. No crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, normal reflexes. There is no cap tenderness. Cranial nerve grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred, skin no lesions. Next, paragraph, impression number one, asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two, depression and anxiety. Number three, allergic rhinitis. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray, complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators, CBC complete metabolic profile, IgE level, and TSH. I advise to continue with Symbicort, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Advice to go in for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Johanna Mantineo, Johanna Mantineo. Let's talk to Susan.